American diet has been linked to diseases from diabetes to heart attacks and cancer. But new research suggests that changing our diets may improve our health. Today in our series, The Future of Food, Karen Weintraub looks at the connection between diet and mental health.
The so-called ketogenic diet has long been used as a treatment for epilepsy. In a few small trials around the world, the same strict diet is being tested as a treatment for depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. Dan, a 35-year-old outpatient at McLean Hospital in Belmont, is on the diet now. At age 19, Dan was given fistfuls of daily medication when he was hospitalized for schizophrenia. He quickly packed on 100 pounds.
My blood looked like it was pre-diabetic. My thyroid was not balanced. I had low testosterone. And I weighed 340 pounds. That's pretty heavy. I'm about 6 feet tall. That's pretty heavy.
Dan, who lives in Arlington, asked us not to use his full name because of the stigma of mental illness. He's been struggling with schizophrenia and the side effects of medication for over a dozen years. 5 years ago, Dan began to take a few steps of his own toward recovery. He started studying karate. Then, on his psychiatrist's advice, Dan began following a very strict ketogenic diet.
I start my day off with what people often call bulletproof coffee, which is coffee with MCT oil and butter from grass-fed cows.
The medical ketogenic diet is based on eating very few carbohydrates, less than in a small bowl of cereal a day, plus lots of healthy fats and moderate amounts of protein.
And any kind of meat, usually leafy greens.
Christopher Palmer, Dan's psychiatrist at McLean's, says mental illness and poor diets are closely linked. Those who are depressed are more likely to become diabetic, for instance, and people with diabetes are more likely to become depressed.
There really is something to this relationship between metabolism and mental disorders.
Palmer thinks that people living with mental illness and obesity have trouble getting enough energy into their brain cells. It could be because of genetics, a poor diet, or stress from a toxic childhood. Whatever the cause, Palmer thinks it leaves them eating more, and often it's processed junk food.
Their cells are putting out an SOS signal, feed me, go eat some more. But unfortunately, the junk food, the high carbohydrate foods, aren't able to get into their cells. And so those cells are not getting quite enough energy.
Eating a strict ketogenic diet pushes the body to burn fat instead of the typical sugar, glucose. And although it will still be years before these studies are completed, Palmer hopes the diet can make a difference for at least some people struggling with mental illness.
The good news in all of this is that these things are reversible. Metabolism can be changed by exercise and by what we eat. That is a really exciting area of research.
Another study at Northeastern University is using big data to better understand how individual nutrients affect the body and brain. Albert Laszlo Barabasi, a computer scientist, says of the 17,000 chemicals identified in food, we only know how about 150 of them affect the body. So he's combing published research across the world to figure out what the rest of them do.
We need to understand which of the chemicals affect your health, the particular disease you have, and hence we can give you very specific advice. That's exactly why we're doing this.
Barabasi hopes to use that information to help doctors and other researchers identify what each person should be eating or not eating.
If I could just say, hey, you don't have to change all your eating patterns, but leave out these two ingredients from your food, I think it would be a regimen that would be much easier to follow by most individuals.
It's exciting that one day we might be able to knock out just a few specific foods to improve our health. The reality is not quite here yet, but for someone like Dan, a dramatic dietary change has already made a dramatic difference. After 3 years on the ketogenic diet, Dan is 140 pounds slimmer. He takes improv classes and works two volunteer jobs. He's even got his black belt in karate. Dan isn't cured, but he's clearly better off.
I'm on about half the amount of meds that I was on when I started the ketogenic diet.
And you're feeling good?
I feel great. Much better than I did.
Both Dan and Dr. Palmer believe that other people can benefit the way Dan has.
When it comes to diet and exercise, I think that's one area that's way overlooked in improvement of all types of ailments.
Further research may prove Dan right. So don't be surprised if one day you leave your doctor's or therapist's office with a prescription for vegetables, low carbs, or some other food plan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.